Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House says the man who was fatally shot during clashes in Portland, Oregon over the weekend was Aaron J. Danielson. Danielson was a member of the right-wing group Patriot Prayer. Though police are still investigating whether his death was directly linked to earlier clashes between a caravan of Trump supporters and counter-protesters, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany suggested it was. She asserted that the suspected killer had said he was 100% Antifa. McEnany also characterized the caravan as good Americans who wanted to protest peacefully. When asked if the president would condemn the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager charged with killing two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, days after police paralyzed an unarmed black man, McEnany said the president has declined to weigh in. President Trump plans to visit Kenosha tomorrow. Former Vice President Joe Biden unleashed a blistering attack on Trump today.
He may believe mouthing the words, law and order makes him strong. But his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is.
Biden in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Trump's warned that America would be less safe under Biden. And NPR's Mara Liasson says the Democratic nominee flipped the script today.
To say, does anyone believe there will be, quote, less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected? He said, we need justice, we need safety. And he tried to link the crisis of racial unrest and police violence to COVID and saying COVID and economic devastation have also happened on Trump's watch.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Three associates of President Trump's former campaign chief have pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering charges. We have details from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Steve Bannon and his three co-defendants, Brian Colfage, Andrew Badalato, and Timothy Shea, are accused of defrauding hundreds of thousands of people who donated to a fundraising campaign to help build a wall along the southern border. At a court hearing held via video teleconference, Colfage, Badalato, and Shea pleaded not guilty to the charges. Bannon had already entered a plea of not guilty earlier this month.
NPR's Ryan Lucas reporting. The criminal case against President Trump's first national security advisor is still active for now. A federal appeals court is rejecting the Justice Department's request to promptly dismiss Michael Flynn's prosecution without a further hearing. Flynn has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI in connection to the probe into Russia's 2016 election interference and ties to the Trump campaign. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes down 225 points or 0.75% to end the day at 28,428. The Nasdaq closed up 79 points. S&P was down 7 points. You're listening to NPR News. Former Georgetown University basketball coach John Thompson Jr. has died at the age of 78. Matt Blitz of member station WAMU reports Thompson was known for his support for black athletes on and off the court.
Thompson grew up in Washington, D.C. and coached his hometown Georgetown Hoyas for nearly three decades, leading them to three Final Four appearances. In 1984, he became the first black head coach to win the NCAA National Championship. His son, John Thompson III, coached Georgetown for 14 seasons. After coaching, Thompson went into broadcasting, calling college basketball games and hosting a local radio show. He was also a mentor to dozens of young athletes. NBA Hall of Famer Allen Iverson thanked him for, quote, saving his life, and said he would give anything for just one more phone call so they could talk about everything except basketball. For NPR News, I'm Matt Blitz in Washington.
Thousands of rail passengers in France had a harrowing start to a new week of gradual reopenings related to the coronavirus pandemic. They got stuck overnight for as long as 20 hours when the high-speed TGV trains they were on abruptly stopped due to electrical problems in southwestern France. Four trains were involved in this. Some passengers took to social media to complain of food and water shortages and a lack of fresh air while they remained masked due to the pandemic. Several people reportedly had to be evacuated for medical reasons. U.S. stocks closed the day mixed with the Dow down 223 points, NASDAQ was up 79 points, and the S&P was down 7 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.